a growing number of people are being charged for the roles they played in the assault on the U.S. Capitol last week, including several people from New England. U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Andrew Lelling has said he will prosecute any Massachusetts residents who traveled to Washington, D.C. with the intent to commit violence. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following the story and the people involved in last week's events. She joins us now. Deb, welcome back.
Thank you. Hello.
So you've been reporting on this since things went down last week. What have you learned about the people from New England who went to Washington for Wednesday?
Well, it appears that there were several busloads, Tiziana, from New England to the nation's capital. Social media posts show various buses going from cities such as Newton, Plymouth, New Bedford, Springfield, communities in New Hampshire. And we do know that one man from Massachusetts, 33-year-old David Ross of Pittsfield, was arrested and charged with unlawful entry and with violating the curfew that was imposed Wednesday night after the violence erupted. There were also dozens of people posting about their participation online. One woman, Diana Ploss, who's a former radio host who has organized several pro-Trump rallies in Massachusetts, posted videos about being there. Here's a clip of a video that she posted during the chaos outside the Capitol, saying that Capitol Police were attacking her and others. Let's listen.
They were attacking us. Can't breathe. Eyes are burning. I'm okay. Don't be worried.
The sound from her and the sound in the background are both striking, Deb. I should note that Diana Ploss appeared on this show around the 2016 election. As you said, she subsequently had her own radio show before being fired from it for an English-only rant that she engaged in. So what have been some of the challenges to tracking down and identifying people, Deb, who went to Washington and the roles that they played there?
Well, we've been trying to track people down mostly through their posts on social media or what they've written on various websites. And those who we have reached out to have not commented. Some said they didn't want to talk to the media. One man refused to talk with WBUR specifically. And now I think that it's clear, these days later, that it's clear that there are significant consequences and that people died in the violence. I don't expect that you'll see too many people speaking publicly. A woman who is a member of the Affordable Housing Trust in Somerville was posting about being in D.C. Wednesday. The account that she was using no longer exists. Her name is Jessica Turner, and she did say she was there, but said she did not go inside the Capitol. But Somerville officials are investigating, and Mayor Joe Curtatone issued a statement saying, quote, "The city of Somerville is duty-bound to investigate, verify, and follow the law and city process when addressing concerns about the conduct of a board or commission member as we would an employee." He says that process will get underway immediately. And in Natick, the town has received a petition calling for the removal of town meeting member Suzanne Ayani, who also posted online about being in D.C. Wednesday. Natick officials say they will issue a public statement on that later this week, and law enforcement is now investigating. And in Troy, New Hampshire, the police chief there, David Ellis, also posted about being in Washington. He said he was not involved with storming the Capitol, and he condemned the violence. But many are calling for his resignation, and the New Hampshire Democratic Party is among them. Ellis has not commented.
And now some new developments in that story involving Ellis, I believe, the police chief in Troy, New Hampshire. Deb, the town hall is actually limiting people from entering because of threats?
That's right. As of this morning, officials in Troy, New Hampshire say they received dozens of threats, some warning of physical harm because of Chief Ellis's participation in the violent storming of the Capitol on Wednesday. So right now, the town is only allowing people in the town hall by appointment only. And Dick Thaxton, who's chair of the select board in Troy, says regardless, he stands by the chief. Let's listen.
To a presumably intentionally peaceful demonstration sponsored by the President of the United States, and a group of other people who apparently were participants in it went and raided the United States Capitol, which is appalling and terrible, but that doesn't involve our chief.
And Thaxton says Troy officials are looking into their options and possible legal action against those who have threatened the town officials.
So let's focus on those who participated in the violence in D.C. Deb, what consequences do they face, both legally and otherwise? I know that U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Andrew Lelling has said he will prosecute Massachusetts residents who participated and stormed the Capitol.
That's right. Legal experts say that those involved could face a variety of criminal charges. Some have already been charged with unlawful entry, violating curfew, but there could be charges related to the five deaths because of the violence, including the death of a Capitol Police officer. There's also been discussion about whether the participants could be charged with sedition, but no one has been charged with that as yet. The U.S. Attorney for D.C. and the FBI are in charge of making those kinds of decisions. And aside from legally, people have already lost their jobs. UMass Memorial Healthcare in Worcester said an employee who posted on social media about being in D.C. last week is no longer working there. The hospital system also says it's investigating if other employees were there, which of course raises all sorts of questions about when an employer can fire someone, or is the fact that someone was in D.C. enough to terminate them from a job. So I expect we'll be hearing about those issues and more for quite some time to come.
There is a lot to follow here. Deb, thanks for joining us and giving us an update. That's WBUR's Deborah Becker. Again, thanks.
You're welcome.